The University of Washington softball team was 49-8, advancing to Oklahoma City for the Women's Softball World Series this year. But the Huskies got the Rodney Dangerfield treatment and were seeded fifth in the title tournament. Hi, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. Welcome to the show today. Greg Stewart is my name, and the show is sponsored by your tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster, Incorporated. You can give any time or learn more online at WWIB.com. UW won their first three games down in Oklahoma City to make the best of three NCAA championship series. Huskies senior starting center fielder Kelly Burdick from Salem, Oregon, played 60 games for Huskies this year, hit 360 with 23 stolen bases and a 418 on base percentage. The slap hitter is with me today on Sports and Commentary to review. So a 52-10 record for UW this year, and a spot in the D1 finals, Kelly. Walk me through the season, will you?
Yeah, we had a great season. Going into it, our returning catcher, she's a junior, Morgan Flores, she had gotten hurt, and that was something that it really shocked me, and I never thought that a player so big as that would go down, and she was out for the whole season, and at that point, I kind of thought, well, there goes my senior season. You know, we don't have our biggest hitter, and we had lost our other two best offensive players. So at the beginning of the season, I was real nervous for what was going to come at the end of the season. And but, you know, our leaders on our team and our coaches and everyone said, hey, teams are put through tough battles, and you need adversity to grow. So, you know, that ended up being very true, and we had a great preseason. I think we were undefeated in preseason, and then coming into Pac-12s, we had a little rough time. You know, everyone needs to lose, and we did. We lost to some big teams, and that was really hard on us. And just as a team, we had to figure out a way to come together and realize that it's not about a Pac-12 championship; it's about a national championship and what you can do in the postseason. And then we went into regionals and super regionals, and we played well. We played our game and made it to the World Series, which is not the ultimate goal, but a pretty big goal of ours always. And, you know, in the World Series, it was just we never forgot who we were in our game. We didn't come to play Oklahoma's game. We came to play our game. And that was really, really awesome to see, because on a stage like that, it gets hard to, you know, keep it about you and keep it about UW softball and not about, you know, the fans or just the experience or anything. So, yeah, we had a great season. It was a lot of fun, and it was a really, really good way to end my career, just because I had kind of forgot about how fun the game of softball is until we got to play together in Oklahoma City. We played freely, and it was really great.
I'll tell you what, for all the worries you had about the season when your veteran catcher went down, it sure didn't look like you missed a beat. You didn't have any problems, at least starting out. You began the season with a 28-game winning streak. Did that kind of surprise you?
I wasn't too surprised. Typically, we as a program have a really, really tough schedule, and so we know that we have a tough schedule usually, and so we knew that our schedule wasn't as tough. And not saying that that the teams we played weren't great, and we did have to kind of grind some games out, so it was great to win those games. But we knew that we weren't totally tested yet, and that those tests were going to come in Pac-12. So it really is impressive to win that many games straight, because it's easy to lose a couple games. But I do believe that we should have won all those games.
Yeah, you guys just had a great start to the season. I think you were number one in the country for like six straight weeks, won 41 of your first 43 games. But was there a sense that this was all coming too easy for your club?
No, nothing ever came too easy. There were quite a few times where, you know, the top of our lineup kind of took everything. They took care of everything. They were hitting unbelievably at the beginning of the season and throughout the whole season, but especially the beginning of the season. But then there were some games where the bottom of the lineup had to do some things, and the little short gamers had to, you know, use their game that wasn't maybe needed before. So those are the games that are, you know, the close ones that people bite their nails, but we know we can win, but not as maybe easy as people hitting home runs.
Sure. Well, you're not a home run hitter. You're one of those slap hitters. But once you get on, look out. You've got tremendous speed. So you've, Kelly, closed the books on your softball career. What are you going to miss the most about it?
Oh, 100% the community that it provided me with. I don't easily make friends. I'm kind of a shy girl, and softball gave me my best friends, and I've left all of those in Seattle, and they all moved on, so that's really, really hard for me. In addition to that, the past 2 years of softball, I've been surrounded by a great, great, great Jesus-loving community, and I've grown so much with those girls, and knowing that I've lost that, and I'm going to maybe try and have to find that, or, I mean, hopefully it'll find me, but find that back at home is going to be hard. But I know I always have those girls, you know, to reach out to. It's just a little different when you can see them every day and tell them your troubles or listen to their, you know, you can just really grow a lot with someone when you can connect your faith. So.
Sure. Kelly Burdick, we'll connect again here on Sports and Commentary. Out of time for today's show, but let's discover how you found a personal relationship with Jesus on another Sports and Commentary conversation here. Thank you for being here today. Appreciate you spending some time with me.
Thank you so much.